Human rights is often thought about as, in terms of horizontal time, about simply thinking about the rights of individuals now. And what our project wants to look at is human rights in terms of a much more dynamic view and what rights future generations might have. And that could be seen as a conflict between individual rights bearers now and individual rights bearers in the future, in the sense that individual rights bearers now might need to limit what resources they can access because of their responsibilities to future generations. But we can also see it as complementary, and in particular we can see how giving rights to current generations can enhance and facilitate rights of future generations. So for example, one of the best ways of addressing poverty in future generations is to make sure that mothers are well nourished, well educated, and are able to provide for their children and therefore for their grandchildren. Well, a human rights-based approach is about how we make decisions, and it's what we prioritize in our decisions. What human rights adds is that it's a duty and an entitlement rather than a discretion. So when decisions are being made about allocation of resources, the rights of mothers in poverty would be given a very high priority. And this is often thought about as being very resource intensive, but actually figures show that if you provide birth assistance to mothers in childbirth, you can decrease maternal mortality rates hugely. And if we thought about this in human rights-based terms, it would be a human rights scandal to see how many mothers die in childbirth when there are easy ways of rectifying it. So what human rights does is to say that when decisions are being made about allocation of resources, the protection of mothers' health should be a very high priority.